My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, immigration is nothing new for Irish people, with many setting sail to Australia over the past years. Tens of thousands of Irish people have packed up their life here just to see what life is like down under. But with the rental crisis and soaring costs of living, is it worth the sunny skies and the blue beaches? Two people are going to tell me what it's really like living in Australia. Aisling Maloney, journalist who lives in Sydney, and Laura Kennedy, a freelance journalist who joins me on the line from the capital of Australia, which is Canberra. Good morning and welcome.
Morning.
Morning.
We'll go to Canberra first because I'm interested in what life is like in Canberra. You know, when you think of the capital of the Netherlands, which is actually The Hague, the political capital, but everyone thinks of Amsterdam, and many people think Sydney's the capital of Australia, but it ain't. So what is life like in Canberra?
Hi, Pat. Life in Canberra, I'm from Limerick, and it reminds me a touch of Limerick in that people who are native to Canberra are very down on Canberra, but very defensive of it if anyone who doesn't live here is critical of the city. I find it a lovely place to live. It's incredibly peaceful. It functions incredibly well. It's utterly clean. It doesn't have the kind of organic evolution of culture that you get in big cities that happen naturally, because Canberra's a planned city. It was literally brought into being to house the Australian government. It's a very quiet, peaceful place. It's a especially for people who are emigrating with families, young families. It's a pretty gorgeous place to live if you have a young family, but it's not an exciting hub for the youth of Ireland, and consequently, there aren't that many young people here from Ireland.
But I presume you wouldn't be struggling to find a nice restaurant to dine in.
Oh God, no! I mean, Australians are unbelievably good at food, and Canberra is definitely no exception to that. It's a the level of everything here, because it is a home of politicians, in terms of services and restaurants and stuff, is unusually high.
And what about the cost of living there? I mean, what are rents like? What does it cost to go to a doctor? Is the health service good?
Well, we'll put it this way. Before I moved to Australia, I lived in London for 6 years, and I saw a GP during that period twice. And I've been, you know, in the Irish healthcare system. I was once on a waiting list for a public procedure for, I think, 3.5 years. And I'd emigrated to the UK before my name hit the top of the list. In Australia, I've seen a GP about 5 times in 1.5 years, which is, you know, the precise number of times I desired to see one. The difference in the healthcare system is pretty astonishing.
Now, one of the points I think you make is that you saw the same GP, you know,
yeah,
that you have your GP and you know that person and you can depend on that person.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of reminds me in that sense of my childhood. You know, in Limerick, I grew up with the same GP from birth until about 18, but it very much wasn't like that when I left for Dublin. And yeah, you know, my GP knows my name. She knows the issues I have. She kind of takes 20 minutes or something to listen to me if I have a problem that merits 20 minutes of her finite life. It's a really astonishing experience that I just never had at home.
And what about rents?
Rents are, if you ask the average Australian, because this is an inland city, it's less connected than everywhere else, and it's the home of the government. The average Australian will tell you that the cost of living here is incredibly high, and it might be in Australian terms, but as someone who's lived in London and Dublin, it's incredibly affordable by comparison. rent here is expensive, but it's not so expensive that you are, you know, lying awake at night stressing out about it if you have a job. There are people who work in retail here professionally who can afford to rent, you know, without living with nine people. So I think that's kind of a pretty illuminating picture of the fact that standard of living here is higher.
And if you wanted to make your life there and decide to invest in a home, how expensive might it be compared to, say, Dublin?
It's still expensive, but, you know, somewhere like Canberra is more affordable comparatively than Dublin. But it's not a, you know, it's not an exciting cultural capital in the way that, you know, some might consider Dublin to be. So renting certainly cheaper. Buying a house here, I am a renter, so I can't really speak to that. Australians certainly tell me that it's very expensive, but not in a way that's, I would say, any different from anywhere else in the Western world.
Now, what about education for children, for example, and the costs of education and the prospect of getting a third level education?
You know what? I couldn't speak to that. When you guys asked me to come on and talk about life in Australia, I thought perhaps I shouldn't, because I live such an unorthodox life as an Irish immigrant here. You know, I'm a writer, I work for myself, I don't have children. But being here has enabled me to have a quality of life that I would never be able to have at home. And so that's why I said, why not come and talk about it?
Yeah. Okay. So quiet, but very enjoyable.
It's after years of commuting every morning into central London or Dublin, you know, with some guy's armpit in your face on the tube or the bus, spending most of your salary in order to get to the job that is, you know, underpaying you, really, the quietness of Canberra is a balm. Yeah.
So the idea is that in London or Dublin, you might be surrounded by culture, but you have neither the time nor the money to enjoy it.
Sadly, I think that is a reality, particularly for people of my generation. You know, millennials and Gen Z were often kind of, were often maligned for kind of having unrealistic standards. But in my experience, what most people are seeking when they come to Australia is to feel slightly freed of the obstacles that prevent them from being able to pursue a life of any quality or to be able to do things like have a family and access healthcare. Yeah.
And by the way, it's always characterized Australia as, whether you're in Canberra or Sydney or Melbourne or Perth, whatever you might be, as a very outdoorsy kind of lifestyle. Is that a fair assessment?
I think so. Australians are, I would say, on average, they are sort of more physically outgoing than Irish people. But when you consider our climate at home, I think, you know, you sort of have to spend at least 9 months of the year inside. It's much harder to be athletic and to be outgoing in that way than it is in a climate that kind of, you know, welcomes you outdoors most of the year.
All right. Well, so Canberra still offers the same sort of outdoorsy, healthy lifestyle that other places in Australia, of which we know a little bit more. But let's talk about Sydney. Aisling, good morning to you.
G'day. I almost want to move down to Canberra now. Laura makes it sound so lovely.
So what's life like in Sydney for you?
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
All Oh, it's fantastic. I'm absolutely loving it. I'm only here 4 months now, so I'm completely green and still very new to the whole thing, but really settling in well. Like Sydney, as you kind of touched on there, is definitely a place to really enjoy the outdoors. I live very near the beach here, just like most Irish that come here. I live in the eastern suburbs, which is near Coogee Beach, which is kind of colloquially known as County Coogee because there's so many Irish people here and in that area. And I suppose like I'm down at the beach most weekends, I'm swimming a lot. One of the big motivations for me to move actually to Australia was to do more swimming. I'm going to swim across the mouth of Sydney Harbour this weekend, not something I would have been able to do at home. So like all of those things are a big attraction for me and something I'm really enjoying while I'm here. And like even there's a huge GA scene here in Sydney as well, so if people are kind of missing home and also want to have that Irish community here, like it's totally vibrant. You can play GA twice a week and then full matches on the weekend, so you're out in the Australian heat playing obviously a traditional Irish game. And there's also like a really popular run club here in Sydney, tribal run club, started by an Irish guy. So like there's obviously Irish people really taking that advantage of Australia by the horns the minute we get here and really enjoy it. So that's kind of one major aspect, I suppose, of life in Sydney for sure. Now, I can't totally speak to Melbourne or Perth, but I know that those kind of same themes do run in those other cities and Brisbane. And you've got large Irish communities and all that people often take advantage of. So yeah, that's kind of one of the big things. But I suppose also like work-life balance. A lot of people said that to me when I first got here and I can definitely feel it. You know, there's a lot of people who will get up very early in the morning, watch sunrise at the beach, meet up with their friends. You won't believe the amount of like birthday setups that you see on the beach at like 5:30, 6 in the morning, people having like their birthday party, you know, like you see the 30th birthday balloons and then a group of girls sitting on the beach. So people socialize before work, they socialize after work. And the Australian, I suppose, like work life balance and work ethic is very different to Ireland. It's much more easygoing, much more, oh no, you know, this is your home time, this is your off time, nothing to do with work. You know, they're very respectful of those boundaries. Yeah. And like, yeah.
Talk to me about that work-life balance. You got to, okay, if you're outdoors, maybe it doesn't cost as much to recreate as it might in a place where you have to do your recreation indoors, in the cinema, in the pub, in the club, whatever it might be. But, you know, when you earn a living and you pay your rent, how much money do you have left?
Yeah, you can live very comfortably within your means. I definitely will say that. Like, while the rent is, the rent is on par with Dublin, which I suppose is saying something, because Sydney is a massive city and there's 5 million people in Sydney, there's 5 million people in the whole of Ireland. So to compare the rent is kind of crazy. You know, Dublin shouldn't be that expensive. It's not as big a city. We all know the problems there. But so when you come to the end of the month, it's definitely, you definitely have a lot more left over. There's also like certain things, you know, like I don't own a car here. I did in Ireland. That was mainly because I'm not from Dublin, so I would go home a lot to Waterford. But yeah, like you don't have to own a car here. It's really, loads of places are accessible by public transport. If you do want to go off for a day, it's super cheap to rent a car for a day or a weekend. And so that's a big cost that I don't have over here. And I suppose you were saying there, yeah, like to go out and have your leisure time, you don't have to spend a whole lot of money. You don't really, you know, there are things that you can do here that you don't have to spend money on. I will say though, that for Irish people in particular, we definitely notice that the cost of drink here is quite more expensive. So that is something when you go out on a night out, you kind of get a little bit of a shock sometimes.
Now, you were talking about swimming across the mouth of Sydney Harbour.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are worried about the critters in Australia. Now, when you're in the water, like who's in the water with you? And when you're out of the water, who's nibbling at you?
I know. Well, absolutely. I was here, I'm sitting in my bedroom here, and on New Year's Eve, we opened the window and we came back after being out late, and a huntsman spider like crawled in. It wasn't exactly what I wanted to do as my first 2025 thing, kill a spider, but they're huge. Like, yeah. So the critters can be a bit scary
The big huntsman is not a problem. I mean, they look scary, but they ain't harmful necessarily.
No,
it's the small little so-and-sos might do you.
Yeah, exactly. And the Sydney funnel web is also apparently on the rise. So they seem to be mating at an awful rate. But like the stuff in the water, then, as you said, like, yeah, they do have much harder, like the jellyfish are much worse here and all that kind of stuff. But like at the same time, you know, the shark attacks and all that kind of stuff that you're referring to, which is obviously really scary. I'm just kind of like, I can't let the fear of it not stop me from doing these really cool swims and stuff that I do. And like the water safety here is extremely good. Like you have loads of loads of volunteer lifeguards, and loads of people are qualified or have their bronze medallion for beach life saving. I'm sure if anybody's seen an episode of Bondi Rescue, they'll see how skilled the lifeguards are here. So yeah, there's really good, I suppose, really, what would you say, healthy, like, respect of the water. And then like the Australians are kind of hardy when it comes to that kind of stuff. They'll always just give it a go, especially when it comes to surfing and that kind of thing. They love when it's just teetering on a bit of danger but also the fun of it, you know, and kind of not letting
now,
that
now
stop.
Some of the comments coming in: I live in Sydney, it's the most expensive place on earth with lots of housing problems and social issues. I'm sick of hearing people make out it's like some type of utopia, because it's not.
Well, I would say to that, I can agree with some of the social issues they're talking about. You know, like, it's certainly not everything is rosy in the garden, and absolutely with the housing. Like, certainly it's very unattainable to buy a house here. Not that I'm looking, but I'm just saying that there's equally a housing crisis over here. Now, what I will say, though, is like, look, I arrived in November and I had a apartment within 3 weeks. I was subletting somewhere and then I had a full apartment where I was, you know, paid the bond and I was the sole tenant and all that kind of stuff within 3 weeks. I don't think that would have happened for me in Dublin. So there is definitely more fluidity in the market over here. I will say, though, like, absolutely what that texter said, it can be quite expensive. But at the same time, I'm coming from Dublin where I was paying pretty much the same thing. So the deal for me here is better with the weather, activities, the work-life balance, all those things I mentioned. But I completely understand where people come from. And like, there are a lot of people, you know, especially if you're here a much longer time in Australia, if you have kids, you know, costs obviously do grow. And when you're Irish here as well, you generally, most people have no support network. So that also makes things hard in terms of childcare and such. So like, it, you know, I can totally understand where they're coming from. Yeah, buying a house here is just as unattainable as it is.
I'll read you some more of the texts. I live in Sydney, Australia for a few years. I loved it for a while, but Australia has nothing but the coast. It's boring after a while. And when you want to travel, everything is miles and miles and miles away. We are blessed with living in Europe. So much culture and beauty, and only a short flight away. Another one: as an Australian recently there for 6 weeks, some of the young Irish are giving their country a bad name, especially around the Sydney beach suburbs. Have a look at reports from Bronte Beach around Christmas. That's from Angela. And a message for you, Aisling. Tell Aisling that swimming the mouth of Sydney Harbour isn't a patch on swimming across Dungarvan Bay from Ballinacourty to Unrin. So
well, I've done that too, so I'll have to compare them afterwards.
Yeah. And someone else suggesting you don't need to go to Australia for cheaper rents and property prices. Just move north of the border here. Simple as that. Canberra is a backwater in Australia and one of the few remaining lower cost areas there. And a final one: GPs in Australia are paid really well and have a brilliant infrastructure, and that's why the service is so good. So on balance then, I'll go back to Laura. Recommendations for people who are thinking of heading to the Antipodes. What do you say?
I think, you know, the text you just read out there are all kind of relevant, and they all come from a true place. I mean, it's such a personal decision. It's such a monumental decision. I think there is a sense in Ireland that Australia is some kind of, you know, dreamscape, and that is just unrealistic. And it's also kind of a reactivity to a lot of the problems we have at home. And of course, those problems just exist here the same way that they exist in every Western country. You know, like, go to London or New York or Dublin or Paris or Madrid or anywhere else, and all of them have housing crises. All of them have a homelessness problem. All of them have a cost of living issue. So when it comes to coming here, I mean, it's a challenging thing to do. Getting a visa is tough. Starting a new life is difficult. So I think it's kind of a matter of figuring out what your push factors are from home, as well as the pull factors here in Australia, and figuring out what what will tip the balance for you, especially keeping in mind, you know, as was already said, that you are essentially leaving your family behind and the connection to the life that you had before. And the distance is so great that it's very hard to breach that. You know, you really are beginning again when you come here.
Laura Kennedy, freelance journalist in Canberra. And before that, Ashley Maloney, journalist living in Sydney.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.